You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily with Eddie Greer.
Back with you guys once again for the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Hope everyone enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend. Eddie Greer for the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition here. And take a little bit of detour. Obviously, this podcast, you just subscribed. All about trying to cover all things K-State athletic sports here in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. We're going to turn attention to soccer, something that I have mentioned briefly, but haven't really dove into it much since it wrapped up, obviously, here. The upgrades of facilities. We've talked about this. Me and Alex, my co-host, have talked about this on previous editions of the weekly podcast, which, oh, by the way, episode 101 is out wherever you get your podcast. Gene Taylor has continued to see those through, which John Curry started while he was here, when I went to school anyways, a few years ago. And since Gene Taylor has taken over athletic director, he has kept that mission going. And the soccer team this fall in Boozer Family Park will debut a new video board. K-State Athletics has accepted a monetary gift from John and Ann Buser, which, of course, the last name, they've already named the park after them, towards a new video board. This was a few weeks ago when it was announced, so I know I'm going back, rewinding the clock back a little bit, but figure this was a start here. Buser Family Park for the upcoming 2022 season. This marks the second seven-figure contribution from the Buser family, as they provided a seven-figure gift as part of the baseball / soccer facility campaign back in 2018. In a statement a few weeks ago, Gene Taylor said, quote, "The Buser family generosity and love for our soccer program has helped us build one of the top soccer stadiums in the Big 12. In this addition takes it to another level." And he goes on to say the new video board will greatly enhance the fan experience at our matches, while also serving as a phenomenal recruiting advantage within our conference, end quote. Again, recruiting, getting people here to Manhattan, Kansas, that's also something that me and Alex have discussed in past weeklies, and will continue to discuss, as it's really been a hot topic, including, which doesn't even talk future, the NIL whole deal, and that's become a whole you-know-what show. I'm not going to repeat what I really want to say about it. But so, yeah, I mean, Gene Taylor has really honored that commitment about the university and its facilities, as was the ongoing facility on the east side of Bill Snyder Family Stadium right now. The athletic complex or Olympic complex is going on the other side. That's still going on right now as well. This video board is going to be on the east side there, John Fanier Family Field at Buser Family Park. The high-definition video display will measure just shade over 23 feet by 41 feet inside, including a new sound system and scoreboard panel. Coach of this team since the existence, Mike DeBeanie, going on and saying, "We are excited," quote, "We are excited for the video board in its addition to our already amazing facility." He goes on to say, quote, "This will make an impact on our program and as a dynamic piece to both the student athlete and fan experiences. We are so thankful for the generosity of the Buser family and their continued dedication to make such generous gifts to aid our soccer program and K-State athletics." End quote. Obviously, this park, Buser Family Park, was built on the site originally back in 2016 as well, and I was a part of that, seeing that through. Now, eventually, I changed jobs not too long ago, last fall, so I'm not as close as the K-State to the K-State facilities as I once was. I'm not going that much. No, I was not employed with K-State. So you can cross off that expectation there. I'm not going to repeat the previous employer's name on this podcast. I refuse to do that. So, but yeah, I sought that through. Also had the opportunity to see the, at the moment's podcast can't remember, Shamrock Zone. Yes, the Shamrock Zone definitely was a part of that, seeing that go up through. So there's a lot of things going on right now at K-State facilities right now. And it's very exciting. Hey, it maybe it will be a recruiting advantage as well. And of course, the Wildcats this fall will return 11 of its top 12-point scorers from last year, including Marissa Wetchel, who was the leading scorer, and Kyler Goings, 1 and 2 punch, respectively, with 6 and 4, respectively, there. Wetchel was huge last year, and she's going to be needed again. Obviously, you lose Brooklyn Enitz to the pros. More on her on a future edition of a daily podcast here. But, yeah, you lose her as well as a couple. You only lost 4 players last year, so this team is still young. I mean, we started this thing. Well, I didn't start this thing. The Mike DeBinney soccer experience, Gene Taylor, this thing started a few years ago. Hard to believe that we're still young and yet to produce a winning season yet. So, I mean, you know, I'm not going to be like Alex and say put Mike DeBinney on hot seat just yet. But seeing this team from the ground up, it'll be interesting to see this year, obviously. They played a lot of close games last year. Hopefully they can turn those into wins this year. It'll be interesting to see to find out. But definitely looking forward to seeing that thing from the near outskirts of Buser Family Park. A new video board coming this fall, 2022, right ahead of the new season for K-State Women's Soccer. The Pearl Project Podcast is sponsored and partnered up by AutoFest 2022. Yes, the rally in the valley coming in August 6, 2022. Behind the parking lot of the Midwest Car Collection Museum. Oh, it's going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to that as well. And speaking of future dailies or /weekly anyways, be looking out. I will definitely let you know about the future sit down. At this point of the end of the podcast now. But at this year, I have not emailed them back. Now, that is coming. I will have a sit down. I'll get that all sorted out. And once I figure that out, I'll give you a heads up about that. But I'm definitely looking forward to sitting down with all three of them and talk about the event, really. So I'm looking forward to that as well. The Pearl Project Podcast. If you're not a subscriber, please do that. I know we're approaching the cool down part of this athletic schedule. Everything's kind of calmed down, but track and field is going to be going on. Track and field will continue their quest in the NCAAs next week, so definitely check that out. But hey, if you're not a subscriber to this podcast, you might want to get on that right now. Definitely we'll get some good content for sure and some future guests on the show this summer as well to kind of buy some time between track and field, baseball just wrapping up until soccer and football ramps back up. But right now, that's going to wrap things up on this daily edition. Eddie Greer III, go Cats! It's been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.